Justin to cut them so short. I mean, they're really vulgar looking. I hate to see a man with his with real short shorts on. I mean, it's really kind of vulgar because men, most men don't have very pretty legs. Now, on a woman, it's a different matter. And I'd call them short shorts. And they have a thing called culottes, which is a kind of a, Now, I have seen men wearing them, but not any I talk to. But it's women's clothing, which is, which has a, it's kind of it comes up, you know, over the shoulders. It's a full bodied thing, and they look like shorts, but they're, it's all one piece. Bermuda shorts and cutoffs and gym shorts, which are can be of varying length depending on how embarrassed you are or how vain you are, I guess. I don't know. That's about all I think of.
Okay. Well, say if a boy inherits some clothes from his older brother, what would you call those?
Hand-me-down, secondhand.
Would it make any difference what you would call them, say, if he got them from outside the family?
Secondhand, if from outside the family. If inside the family, hand-me-downs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about clothes that are very fashionable, really nice stuff? What would you call that sort of thing?
Threads, tweeds, I don't know. I've never been interested in fashionable clothes, really, because they're impossible to afford.
Really?
Well, they're not impossible to afford, but I think there are better ways to spend your money.
Mm-hmm.
You might call them, well, fancy threads, jive-ass turkey motherfucking. No, I take that back.
Say if you were going to store some clothes, store your winter clothes in the closet, what would you put them in?
Well, to tell you the truth, my winter clothes are generally my summer clothes.
Mm-hmm.
So, but if...
Choose that question there,
you know? I've got clothes I still wear that I've had for 10 years.
Yeah.
But I would call... Yeah, you put them in mothballs. I'd put them in mothballs if I wanted to. I wasn't going to use them for a season, or in a cedar chest, and in mothballs.
Any kind of bag you might put them in?
No, you put them in a clothes bag or a garment bag.
Yeah.
But that's, to me, a clothes bag or a garment bag is what you take with you on trips.
Yeah.
That's what it is to me.
What about?
Rather than storage.
Yeah. What about what they come back to you in after they've been to the dry cleaners?
Just bags, clothes bags. I never seen any clothes to the cleaner, so I don't really know.
Okay. What about, do you know any different names for different styles of men's and women's shoes?
Yeah, now, you got high heels and pumps. There's women's shoes, pumps. I think pumps are between flats and high heels. They have a kind of a raised heel, but not quite as much as high heels. And then flats, which are flat to the ground. And as far as the women's shoes, you know, sandals and women don't wear shit kickers, I don't guess. You know, extremely masculine women.
That's a shit kicker.
Well, a shit kicker's a boot to me.